Right? Moyes habois umdinas hayom, the money that you first get that comes to the ship from the other side of the ocean is also not so good to wait for that money. Mishum delav kol yoyma mis rochish nisa. Not every day does a nice happen. It is not so easy for the ships to go over the yam. So it's a mokam sakona. So if you're going to wait for your money, your business you're doing is by sending stuff over the ocean to come back, it's not such a good business. You don't know if it won't get to drowned in the ocean. What's wrong with being a sefer? If you're writing things, what's wrong to write a sefer Torah, to write things? Why isn't that good pay? I'm Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Because the pshat is, 24 tainis, yoshvu anshei knesset gedola. The anshei knesset gedola fasted for 24 different days. What do they fast for? Al-Koisve, Svarim, Tfilin, Umezuzis. That the Seifrim, the people that sit down to write, or Seifer Torah, or the people that sit down to write Tfilin, or to write Mezuzis, Shelo Yisasru. They fasted 24 days that these Seifrim should not become rich. They made a Dafka Davin to Hashem that a Seifer should remain poor and not be rich. What's wrong if he's rich? Shel Mole Misashrin and Koisvin. Because if a Seifer will become rich, he'll stop writing. The kids, it's a hard job to do, to be a sefer. So Meile Bishtaim, if he's poor, he needs different fund, he needs it, he'll do it. But once he becomes rich, he doesn't need it, he won't do it anymore. So the Bedafka made Chav Dalat HaNesim that you shouldn't become rich. So Vaistais, therefore this Chai, you won't see a Simen Bracha from this.
Yeah.
Work to do. It's hard work to do. If the Seif would have money, you wouldn't do it. Yeah. Right, the Tana Rabbanan. Koisvei Seifrim, people that write a Sefer Torah, Tfilin, or write Tfilin or Mezuzos, hain them, v'tagrem, the people that sell it for them, v'tagre, tagrem, the people that sell it for them, v'chol oiskim blecha shemayim. And anybody that's oisik in these things, these mitzvahs, las lisuyi to also include moichre tchelis, people that are selling tchelis for the tzitzis, in the locha ainu roi simen bracha leolam. They won't see a simen bracha leolam. Or if they moiskim lishmo roin, if they do it lishmo, then they will see a simen bracha. For the same shat, mistama. Because these people are doing mitzvahs. If they're going to become rich, they'll get a lot of pay, they'll stop doing these mitzvahs. And we want them to have them. Mashenkin, if somebody's doing it lishmo, then we're not afraid, even if he'll become rich, he won't stop writing tefillin and mezuzahs. Because the reason why he's doing it is lishmo. See, if the person does it for lishmo, then he could become rich. Because we're not afraid, then he'll stop. But if a person only writes because that's his panosom, then the chum didn't want to become rich, so today he shouldn't stop writing it.
Yeah.
But Vinei Baishon Nogush Loheve Azlin Mitsur Litsidon Bamali Shabbata. They were knowing a minig that on Erev Shabbos is not nice to travel, so they didn't travel from the city of Tsur to the city of Sidon on Erev Shabbos. Even though Mikra didn't you allow to, but they had a minig, like Lechumra, not to travel this far on Erev Shabbos. So Rashi says Mitsur Litsidon, Yoima Shuk So Sidon, it was the day they had the sales in Sidon, Vierer Shabbos, they machmir in alatzma shlo libato mitzorach Shabbos. They're machmir upon themselves not to go down to the shuk, to the where they sell the things on Erev Shabbos, not to be mevato themselves from tzorach Shabbos. So the Gemara says, also benayu kaimed Rav Yechinen. So the sons now of Bnei Baishin came in front of Rav Yechinen and time to them, Omrullah, they said to them, Avosin ef shalahu. So our fathers, good, they were machmir upon themselves. They were able to do it. They had enough parnasa. They were able to work just 6 days. They didn't have to go down to the shuk on Friday. Abanan, us, our the children here, lo yefshalon. We can't manage without going to the shuk on Friday. So we want to know, is it mutter for us to go to the shuk now, to go down to the business, to sell things, buy things on Erev Shabbos? Omlu, he answered back, no. Kva kiblu avasechem alayim. That's a klal that when the father was makabel minig, the minig usually is even upon the kids also. Shenem, when the pasuk says, Shema b'ni musa ravicha, v'yaltitas teres imecha. Don't go away from the teres imecha, means your father. If your father's were makabel a minig, toiva, so usually goes upon the kids also. So exactly if it means only your father, or it means the whole mokim, it's questionable. Exactly how far this minig goes, and how the father was makabel the minig. But certain things, the minig toiv that was makubal in the family, it automatically goes upon the children also. And if they want to stop doing it, they have to be matan neder. It's like any neder, you have to be matan the neder. Vaitam. V'nei chuzoyi nogul demafarshi chala me aruza. And B'nai Mechuzah, they also had a chumrah, that they took off challah from dough made from erez, which oiris, which is rice. And we know we are locha, oiris, rice is potter from challah. You only have to give off challah if you have from the five minei dogan, from wheat and barley, spelt and rye and oats, but not from rice. So also Yomru led Rabbi Yosef. They went and told Rabbi Yosef. Omalus, Rabbi Yosef said, Nichlu zar b'yapayu. You should know, let somebody, a zar, a regular Yisrael, go and eat that challah right in front of them. Now, as he said, like, tell them not to do the minig, or you don't have to be makbid upon that chumrah. But the more esri avakasha, esri abaya, dvorim hamutorim v'yacherim nogu b'misr. Things that mikir adin is mutter to do, but for some reason people are machmir. They made a chumrah not to do it. Is alocha einatar rishoyin latirim b'fneim. Now that these people want to make this chumrah, want to be strict upon themselves, you're not allowed to go and be matter it for them. You have to let them do the chumrah. Seir et shver, how do you say, let a regular Yisrael go and eat the chal in front of them, because they're machmer and you're not machmer, but you're not allowed to be makel in front of them. Amalai, he answered back, it's no kasha. For lav mi'itmer Allah, didn't we learn on this halacha? That Amar Rav Chisda, the kusoi, we're only talking about kusoi, means people that don't know the halachas. So them, if them do a chumrah, now, if they're going to see that we're matter, we do this kula in front of them, they'll think, just like this you're allowed to do, other things also you're allowed to do. Therefore, in front of like a namoritz that doesn't know the lochis, if he's machmir something, you're not supposed to go and tell him, you should know, you don't have to do that. Because once you tell him not to do that, he'll start to stop doing other things also. So it's only in front of a kusoi that you're not supposed to tell him to stop it. Mashen came here, it wasn't the kusoi, so therefore he said, it's good what I did, I'm allowed to tell them, like, let a regular Yisrael eat this challah. There's no din, there's no inyan to take challah from rice. So the Mara name, kusoi, though, my taima mishon, the masachi, milsa. Why in front of a kusoi like an amoritz? You can't you do it? Because we're afraid he'll stop doing other mitzvahs also, like Rashi says, shel kula umezalkan yaser. He'll start taking this kula, and he'll do more kula, so he'll be mezals and other mitzvahs. So, Akhtahanach in Shinami, this people also, these B'nei Chuzoi here, is also Sarchi Milsa. These people also very kal. And if you'll be maker for them not to take challah from their rice, they'll stop taking challah from other things also. They'll start taking challah altogether. So, therefore, Taki, you should not be maker in front of them. So, the Gemara comes out, you're right. Elo Amar Avashi. Avashi said like this. Chazinon, let's see. Irubon Oirez, if most of the things that they eat is made out of rice, is achli, most of what they eat is rice, loinechlu zar b'yapayu. Then don't be mekel in front of them. Don't let a regular Yisrael eat their chal in front of them. But if I can't, let them be machmer, let them take off chal even from oris. Why? Because dilma mishtakcha toiras chal minayu. Because if you're going to let them eat this rice, the chal in front of them, they'll stop taking off chal here, and the chal will stop taking off chal altogether. Because most of the things they eat is rice. And once you don't have to take off challah from rice, they'll bechlal forget about the mitzvah challah altogether. But what about the other way? V'ruban dogon, let's say most of the food they eat there is made out of dogon, made out of wheat. Then achle nechle zar b'payil. Then I'm asking, it's a good thing that we should show them that when they make their dough out of rice, you don't have to take off challah. Therefore, we'll let a regular Yisrael eat up that challah in front of them. Why? Because since most of the dough they use is made out of flour, which is mechuyiv mid rice and challah, we're afraid, dilma osi leafrushay min achiv al aptur, or min aptur al achiv, that if they're going to still take off challah from rice, we're afraid at the same time, he's going to have one dough made out of wheat, and wheat is mechuyiv mid rice to take off challah from it, and he'll have another dough here made out of rice, and rice dough is potter from challah. Now this Tamar does know the difference. And he'll think they're both mechuyiv and challah, and he'll take off the challah from the rice to pata the challah from the wheat. And that's not true. That's called ben aptur al achiyiv. So since if most of the wheat, most of the dough is going to be from wheat, which is mechuyiv mid raisa, then we're afraid. If he'll take off the rice, he'll mix up the alochis. Therefore we have to tell him, no, rice is potim in a challah. So that I call upon him that when he does eat the dog and the wheat, from that you have to take off challah. So you shouldn't mix up the halachas.
I mean, Toysi has the famous good kashi here. that we're saying now, what's going on here? These people here are machmer upon themselves not to take off, to take off chal even from rice. So saying now, the only reason why we shouldn't stop them is because in front of an Amoritz, you're not supposed to stop them. Because if you stop them, then they'll do kulas other things also. But not an Amoritz, you're allowed to stop the guy and tell the guy you don't have to do it. So that's faket from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that a mokim shinogu lahachmir, you have to do the minig of that mokim also. Like if you're a minig, your place you live is not to take off challah from Uriz. And you go to a place now that they take off challah from the Uriz, our Mishnah says you have to go after the minig of the mokim you're going to. So how could we say here no, that really this minig, you have a right to stop the minig. Just if they're not moritz, you shouldn't stop it because they'll take more kulis. But if not for not moritz, you're allowed to tell them to stop. So it's faket opposite from our Mishnah. But Toi says, sorry. Toi says, V'yemari, the masni senari b'minig choshev. There are different type of minhogim people do. Different type of things you act. If it's a minig choshev, like the Rabban of the G'dali Ador said that's a good minig, shenhigu al pi Talmud Chochem, the Talmud Chochem started that minig. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Not to do mulach on Erev Pesach even in the morning is a good minig. It started from a Talmud Chochem. So such a minig, if you live in that city, you have to follow that minig. And if you leave your city and go to another city, that city has a minig, you have to follow that minig. Because that's called the minig choshev. V'hochi ari shenogu b'nei amdina mayatzman. Mashiach, and here this minig is not a minig choshev. Like we're saying, there's no such minig like that, really, to take off a challah from rice. If rice is potted, not called dough, you have no chiyuv to take off challah. So this minig wasn't al pi Talmud Chochem. Therefore, this minig, really, you're allowed to tell the people not to do it. That you, for sure you don't have to do it. Just if the people as the kusoi and the amoritz, then you shouldn't stop them, because then they shouldn't do other kulis. But it depends what type of a minig you are. Our Mishnah is only talking about a chosh of a minig. A chosh of a minig, then there's a cloud. If you go into that city, you're supposed to be knowing that minig like they have over there. Right. Gufa. On top, before we learned. Devarim hamutarim, something that's mutar, like here to take off challah from rice, you're not mechuyif to. The yacherim nogum benister, but other people are noig the chumra year, they take off challah even from rice. Is alach iyater rishoy latir mefnayim. You're not allowed to go in front of them and tell them stop doing it. And we said only because he's a kusoy, because he's not moritz. And amar Rav Chisda, the kusoy yastinim. We're talking about if these people are not moritz, that if you tell them to stop doing this one halacha, they'll think, just like I'll stop doing this, I'll stop doing other mitzvahs also. But other people, normal people, no, you don't have to listen to their minig. You can change the minig. For the Gemara of Atani, we learned like this. There's halacha, roi chatzin, shnei achim ki yechod. Two brothers are allowed to wash themselves. Roi chatzin, posher means undress together, take a shower, or go into the river together. V'yein roi chatzin, shnei achim bekvul. The minig was in Kful, in this city, this minig was two brothers don't wash themselves together, undressed the same place. We'll soon see why. O Maisa, Maisa, Pin, Be Yehuda, Ve Hillel, Bonner, Shor, Gamliel. That Yehuda and Hillel were two brothers, the sons of Gamliel. Shiroch, Tzushneim, Kiyecha, Be Kful. They both went down to the same bathhouse together and took a bath together in this city, Kful. Ve Lo Azra, Leim, Kol HaMedina. And the whole city was talking about it. In this city, the minig was two brothers don't take a bath together. And here there are two choshev brothers taking a bath together. Omru, they said, Miyameinu Larino Kach, from our lives we never saw two brothers take a bath together. How come you're doing it here? So when Hillel and Yehuda heard this, V'nishmat Hillel v'yosla beit achitzen. Hillel picked himself up and went to the outside room. Like he was mekabel from them. If your minig here is not to do it, we're not going to do it. For he did not want to tell them mutarmatem, that no, you're telling me not to take a bath, we're allowed to, two brothers are allowed to. So that's the kasha, why didn't he tell them you're allowed to? Hey, the havamina is these people are not amaratzin, these people are choshva people, and we're saying in front of choshva people, if the minig is not such a choshva minig, you're allowed to do faket from that minig. So why says here this minig wasn't such a choshva minig? So we have a kasha, how come he had to step out to the outside room? Why didn't he just stay there and bathe together? And he should tell them, there's no such halacha like that. You're noig, I have a right not to be noig like you, because this wasn't the choshev minig. Another case was, yoitzim bekrundiskin b'shabbos. You're allowed to walk out with slippers, or some type of a clothing, it doesn't say clearly what it is, that is a chash, maybe you fall off on Shabbos, and you may come to carry it in the streets. Some people say it's a slippers, it means is yoytzim be kudrisim be Shabbos. Not a walk outside with slippers on Shabbos. The yoytzim be kudrisim be kudrisim be Shabbos be biri. In this city, Biri, the other meaning was not to walk out with slippers on Shabbos. Now, my sapin, the mice of Yehuda Hillel, same my Nochamol, Yehuda and Hillel, that was born of Shem Gamliel. They were the sons of Gamliel. Sheyotso, because the Kisun, the Shabbos of Bira, they walked out with their slippers on Shabbos in the city Bira. And all the people started to talk about them. They said, from our lifetime, we never saw anybody wearing slippers on Shabbos. You should be a shasha. They held them with sasa, because maybe you'll fall off and you'll come to carry it. So they did what they took off their slippers. They gave it to the Goyisha Avodim there. But they did not want to tell these people, you should know, such a minig, that's not a minig chashiv, I'm allowed to do it. Why didn't he answer them back and tell them, this minig I'm allowed to do? So Kasha, if you're saying only in front of a kusoi, in front of an Amora, you can't answer them back. But mash in front of a normal person, you're allowed to answer them back and tell them, I don't hold from that minig, why didn't they answer them back here and tell them, Akasha, why I'm wearing slippers? I hold there's no such minig like that. Right, another locher is, v'yoshvin al-sasule nochrim b'shabbos. You're allowed to sit down on the same bench that goyim are sitting down on Shabbos and doing business. You have a goy on Shabbos sitting down on a bench. That's their bench, like outside the store that they sell and buy things on this bench. You're also allowed to sit down there. The einam yoshvin atasol nochrim b'shabbos biyaku. Mashenkin in the city Yaku, there the meaning was not to sit down on Shabbos on the same bench that the goyim do business. Why? Because there's a chshad. If people see you sitting down on that bench, they'll think you're also doing business on Shabbos. So in Akka, they were machmir not to sit down on the same bench that the goyim do business on. Umaisa, maisa was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. She yoshev as the solid nochrim b'shabbos v'yaku. When he went to Akku, he sat down on that bench where goyim were also sitting doing business. V'loz olav kol ha'medina. And all the people started to talk about him. Omru, they said to him, Miyameinu, from our lifetime, Lareinu kach, we never saw anybody sit down on the same bench that Goy does business on Shabbos. So Nishmat Agave Kach Enechnami. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel listened to them, and he got off that seat and sat down on the floor. For Lairotsu Loim Lemi, did not want to tell them, Mutaramatem, you are allowed to do it. So the question is, why? Why didn't he tell them you're allowed to do it? The Vice says, these minhogim here were not choshevim minhogim. So good, if you want to be machmir, you could be machmir. But you can't tell me to be machmir. You don't have, like Tosi says, you don't have the dim of the Mishnah to say that in this mokim, if they're machmir, such a chumrah, I don't have to listen to such a chumrah. Only in a case with an amoratzim. They have an amorat there, you should not be making in front of them. But the chumrah here, the kasha was, these three cases were not the mokim amorats. So why didn't he tell them I'm allowed to? The Teretz says, b'nei medina sayom nami. The people living outside Eretz Yisrael, Medina Sayyam, the other side of the ocean, Nami, they're also considered like an Amoritz. Kivon Lashchich Rabbon and Gabayu, since they did not have Rabbon living near them, is Kusim Domi. They're also considered like Kusim, that we're afraid of will be matter for them and tell them, you're allowed to sit on the chair on Shabbos with the Goy, you're allowed to walk out with your slippers on Shabbos, you're allowed to take a bath together with your brother. We're afraid these people, since they're not Tamid Chomim, there's no Rabbonim there, they'll come to be Mekum more. So that's why in these cases, in the Medina Sayyam, he was also Makbin not to tell them that I don't have to listen to you, but rather he listened to them. So Gemara explains now, what's Pshan these minhagim that they were machmir? Bishlei mesasoli nochrim mishum nemechsei kemekach memcher. I can understand that minig. Don't sit on Shabbos the same bench that a guy is doing malacha, because it looks like you're also doing business then. The kurun the kisun, wearing slippers or some type of a clothing that will fall off you. Nami dilma mishtalfu, maybe this clothing will fall off you on Shabbos. V'yosil yasvinu arbam es b'rishus rabim. And you'll be walking through the streets in Rishus Rabim, and it'll fall off you, the slippers, or whatever it is, and you'll come to carry it. So that's why there's a minig not to wear it. Avo roichtsim, my timer. What's wrong with two brothers taking a bath together? My timer loy. Mokra Tanya, we learned like this. Im akoyel odem roichtsim. A person's allowed to take a bath with any other man, chutz miyavim, only not in front of his father. Vichomev, not in front of his father-in-law. O bal imoy, not in front of his mother's husband, stepfather. Not in front of his sister's husband either. If you have Yehuda mati b'yovim, Yehuda is mati in front of your father, but they covered of it. That if you go to help your father, he's taking a bath, you're allowed to help him along, take a bath with him also. Who adin lebal imoy? Who adin your mother? She's married to somebody now. Also, he held the smuter.
The also we know now they made a gzeir here, the gozvu b'shnei achim mishum balachoisei. They made a gzeir with the two brothers should not take a bear together, or to a brother and his brother-in-law will take a bear together. That's their chumrah. So Rashi explains what's wrong with taking a bear with your father or with your father-in-law. So Rashi says, Meyove v'chomev. Rashi says, Mitoich shiroya. Since you see them, v'nizka shemisham yotzev, you see them undressed, and you look at that mokum, you remember you come out from there. It's nice and libel aharu. You come to think about it. V'chein v'chomev, same thing with your father-in-law. Nice and libel shiyotze ishto mikan. You come to think that's where your wife came out from, and you start to think about znus. V'chein b'balachoyso, the same thing, nam yikihirura. That's why Mashenka Yudis says, Mishim Kavroviv, if your father needs you, then it's mutter. Weiter. Wo hat den Babal immer? Wir. Wir hast den Begos über Schnee Jachen. Weiter. Tonne. Talmud la Yirchatzim Rabbi. Same thing. A Talmud should not take a bath undressed together with his Rebbe. Wie im Rabbi, it's Torah Chleb, if his Rebbe needs him, his Rebbe to help him along there, then mutter, then it's mutter. Because you're going to help your Rebbe, that's all right. Some of the union is, as Kobi Rabbi, you shouldn't see him when he's undressed. But if you need, you have to do it to help him out, that's mutter. Mar kiyosa rabba barbachona. Och nugumar now. Kiyos, exactly how he passed me, I think some of the remorse says that Maisa's man of Zeb will make about these things. But Frat Vaisa is posture, when they do take bath, they wear bathing suits or so, when they have anything clothing on them, treat it's mutter. And even not, we don't have not. You only have to go to the mikvah. There's some people say about a short time in the mikvah, you're not really staying there. It's also right. I mean, the whistle shall of a father takes his son to the mikvah. So probably say if the kid is young, but Chal doesn't pass the other sister, it's only when he's older already. And Chal, when he's older, maybe they shouldn't do it together. Yeah. Right. So, Ki yosi rabba barbachona, ochal di aisra. He ate the aisra. What's the aisra? Rashi says, that type of a fat, it's a shayl of this fat is kosher or treif. And he ate it, he held it was mutat eat it. Rashi chelo of its fat shebekfifa sakeva at the where the part of the stomach of the animal covers over, that's the fat there. Shakeva kafufa, that's where the stomach folds over. The yasui kesha looks like a bow there. The yaisa chelo of that fat there shebemokim heter oichlen bnei Eretz Yisrael. The bnei Eretz Yisrael held that fat as muti, you'll not eat it. O bnei bovel noigim boyisa. The people living in bovel used to be noig that fat is called treifa fat. You're not allowed to eat. He wasn't makbid, he used to eat this fat. Is kiyosu rabba barbachon ochel di aisro. Is oil legabe rabaviyah. Rabaviyah came in to see him. Saba. For rabba braid the rafuna. Is kiva the chazinu. As soon as rabba barbachon saw these people coming into him, kisayu minayu. He hid it from them. As he was from Eretz Yisrael. Now he went to Bovel. And in Bovo, they held this fat is also, you're not allowed to eat it. But he was from Eretz Yisrael, he was Noeg Lekula, so he was eating it. For as soon as they came into him, right away he covered it up that they shouldn't see what he's doing. It is also, they told over to Abaya what happened. Omulus, Abaya told him back, you should know, Shavinchu Kikusoi, you should know that Rabba Barbachona made you too like Kusoyim. Notice, he made you like an Amoritz. Because if you wouldn't have been an Amoritz, since this minig by says is not such a chashuv of a minig, I have a right to tell you not to do it. Like, I don't have to listen to you. Since he didn't want to tell them that I'm eating this fat and I hold this mutter, why didn't he want to do it? Because he was afraid of being matter in front of you. In front of you, I can't be matter. Rashi says, the Amrin and Liel, the Varma Mutorium, the Acherim Noga, the Misser, Iyatir Shel Atirim Befneim, the Yukma Rav Chizda Bukusoi. So that's why here he didn't want to tell them what he was doing, but rather he covered up this fat, that they shouldn't think he was eating the fat, even though really in front of normal people, he was around to tell them, you hold it, sister, so what? I hold it, smutter, it's mutter. Fredig Mar HaKashadom, but for Rabba Barbachona, Leslie Hodet Nan, doesn't he hold what it says now, Mishnadom? Noisin Olav Chumri Yamokim Shiyotsu Mishom, V'Chumri Yamokim Sholach Lashom, doesn't he hold that you have to go after the Mokim where you left to the Mokim you're going to? So Vaista is this minig then was al pichachomim here. That this was a minig called B'nai Bavel did. The people in Bavel paskin that this chel of this fat is treif and not allowed to eat it. There it passed.
that even though you come from Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael you hold it was mutter, but now when you come to visit Bavel, if in this city we hold it sasser, you should also be machmer. That's the din of our Mishnah, that if you come into a new place, and this new place has chumris, that like Tosafot said, is a good minig, al pi tamid chachamim there, you also have to be noig that chumra. So how come here he was allowed to eat the fat in Bavel? In Bavel they held this fat was asr. Omer Abaye said like this. The two truths in the Gemara. Abaye first said, Hani Mili, when do we say this Yisoid, mi Bavel Bavel? If you go from one city in Bavel to another city in Bavel, then you have to take on the chumra of that mokim. Or else from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. From one city in Eretz Yisrael to another city in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take over the chumris. Inami mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael. If you go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you have to take over the mokim of Eretz Yisrael. Avo mi Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Here the mice was, he originally was from Eretz Yisrael, and he came down to Bavel, loy. You don't have to take over the chumris of Bavel. Why? Kivan yanan karfin and lihu. Since Bnei Bavel has to be kofav, binichna, bring themselves lower, listen to the people of Eretz Yisrael, is avdinik avasayil, like the ikur here of the people in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the people of Bavel have to listen to the people in Eretz Yisrael, and not the opposite way. So, in the gate to Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Eretz Yisrael is more choshev. So, if an Eretz Yisrael think a person goes into Bavel, he does not have to take on the chumris of the people in Bavel. Because the people in Bavel are kofav, are always nichna, have to come on to what it says in Eretz Yisrael. Like Rashi says, "How Eretz Yisrael abovem im yeshn im yishan es a minig abovem ein kan machlekes." There won't be any machlekes if you change your minig. Here's the reason why you come into a mokum. You should take on the chumra, not to cause the machlekes there. But here there won't be a machlekes. The Yanan kafin lub the Eretz Yisrael, because the people living in Bavel know that they have to come on to the people in Eretz Yisrael. The yinu smicha, they have smicha there. Of a Bavel lay smicha. In Bavel they don't have smicha. Therefore, there won't be any machlokes if the people from Eretz Yisrael do what they're minig in Bavel. Because the people in Bavel know that we also have to listen to the people in Eretz Yisrael. That's one teretz. Another teretz the Gemara says is, Rav Ashi Yamano, Afilu Teimim Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Still there'll be a machlokes. If you come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, still really you have to listen to the mokum that you're going to. And if Bavel has a chumrah, Meikra Adin, you have to be knowing that chumrah. So here, why wasn't he knowing the chumrah? The teretz is that lalochis this teretz hani mili hecha di ein daita lachser. It's only if you plan to go to Bavel and live there and stay there. Now that you're coming to this mokum, you have to accept upon yourself all the menhagim of that mokum. The Rabbi Bar Bachona daita lachser heavy, but he had in mind just to come to Bavel for a visit. But he had in mind to go back home to Eretz Yisrael. And since he had in mind to go back home to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to make upon himself the chumras of this mokum. He's not called a mok, but they mokum. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. If you're just visiting someplace, you don't have to make the chumras of that mokum. But I'll call upon him to do it before Hesia openly, it'll cause a machlekes. You're not allowed to do it before Hesia. But Bitsinner, though, it's mutter. If you do something Bitsinner, nobody knows what you're doing. Mikra din, you're allowed to do it. If you have died to lachso, like if Eretz Yisrael then comes to America, Fahesi is not allowed to do malacha the second day Yom Tov, even though Fim it's chol. But since the mokum of America, if we have a second day Yom Tov, and that is all, they could not allowed to do malacha the Fahesi. Just Fitzinah, what he wants to do in his own private room, nobody sees him, he's allowed to do malacha the second day Yom Tov. Because he doesn't have to accept the chumrah of America. Because he's died to lachser, he has not to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And Echnami, once he comes to live here, to move to America and live here, then he has to take upon himself the chumras of America, and he has to keep a second day Yom Tov. But it's totally if you have das to go back where you came from, or no, you have das to stay where you are. The din of the Mishnah, if you're going to that mokum, you have to take on those chumras, only if you have das to stay there. Omale Rabba Bar Bachona Lebnei. So Rabba Bachona told his sons like this, Bnei, my children, Loi Toichol, you should not eat this fat. Lay before not in front of me, v'loy shloy before night, not in front of me. His bechlal, don't take on this kula to eat this fat. Why? Ani me myself, Sharisias Rabbi Yechanan Shochal, I saw my Rabbi Yechanan that ate this fat. Is kedayu Rabbi Yechanan listen mecholov before him, v'shloy before him. Me myself, I have a heter to listen to my Rebbe, and I could be makel to eat this fat in front of my Rebbe and not in front of my Rebbe. Obat to you. Lerisoi, so you didn't see my Rebbe. Is le toichol? You should take on the chumra not to eat this fat. Bein b'fonai, even though you're in front of me. Bein shloi b'fonai, even though you're not in front of me. You bechlal should not eat from this fat.
So the Gemara pleads the day of the day. There's little stira in what really Rabbi Rav Chana held.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape, the next continuation.